Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll start our studies.
我们现在开始祷告，然后开始我们的今天的学习。
Lord, we are thankful for the continuing promises of God through the Bible.
所以主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，因为在圣经里持续的神的应许。
Among your many other promises, you have said that if we seek you, we will find you, if we search for you with all our hearts.
所以主啊，我们在其他的应许中间，我们也知道有一个应许，就是说，如果我们寻求您呢，我们就会找到您。如果我们全心全意的寻求您的话。
And so, Lord, right now, each of us humble our heart before you and say, Lord, I would like to learn from you today.
主啊，我们祷告，我们在座的每个人都谦卑自己的心，跟主说，主啊，我们要向您学习。
So we just bow then before you, pray that you will speak to us and enlighten us. We ask it in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们现在就是俯伏在你面前，求您呢教导我们，点亮我们。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, our study today is commencing in the book of Daniel.
今天我们的学习呢，是关于但以理书的。Daniel,
Daniel's book is a book of prophecy.
但以理书呢，是一本先知书。And
the book basically lays the foundation of biblical prophecy and tells us the future of the world.
所以这一本书呢，基本上呢是给那个先知那个预言呢奠定的基础。这个呢，书呢，先知书也告诉我们将来在世界上要发生什么。And
in that sense, it's a big deal.
用这个方面来讲呢，是一件大事。And
the question would be, why would you believe prophecy?
问题是为什么你要相信预言呢?
And the answer is you'd believe it for many, many reasons.
答案是你相信它是要有很多很多的理由。
Not the least of which is the credibility of the one through whom the prophecy comes.
其中一个很重要的呢，就是这个先预言的信用呢，是从谁写这个说这个预言而来的。So
this book is the prophecy of Daniel, and the question that immediately arises is, well, that's well and good, but is Daniel credible? Can we believe him?
所以呢，这个故事呢，这本预言叫但以理书。那么问题呢，就马上出现了。但以理呢，他是可信的吗？我们可以相信他吗？
He's going to tell us a lot about the government of the world.
他会给我们讲很多在世界上政府的那些事儿。And
the question is, what would he know about that?
问题是他怎么知道政府里他是怎么运作呢？
And the answer is that he was the governor of the world for a while.
And
you'd probably be more persuaded to believe him than you would the man on the street, because he's had the credibility of being there and doing that.
因为这个他当然比你在街上随便碰到的一个人更有信用，因为他在政府里呢一直在管理着整个国家。And
so there are details now in the book of Daniel that relate to the prophecy and other details that relate to the credibility of the prophecy.
因为在这个里面呢，有那个当时呢但以理的关于一些预言的，另外呢也关于他但以理的信用问题。So
that when you finish studying the book, you say Daniel was a great man, and he had a great God, And the prophecies are very important.
当你把这本书读完了以后呢，你说戴以理是一个好人，他的神也是个好神，所以呢，他的那个预言呢，也都是非常好。And
again, we're studying it at this point because these prophecies of Daniel are foundational to the prophecies of Revelation that we have been looking at.
但我们现在学习呢，学到这样一个点呢，就是说呢，但以理书呢，你所讲到的预言呢，实际上是我们刚刚学过的启示录里的那些预言的基础。And
in part we say to ourselves, why would we believe the prophecies of Revelation?
现在的问题就是我们为什么要相信启示录里的预言呢？
And in part the answer is because they're based on the prophecies of Daniel, and Daniel's prophecies, many of them have been fulfilled.
所以呢，问题就是说呢，它是基于但以理书里面的预言的，而且但以理书里面的预言呢，很多呢已经实现了。And
so the simple logic goes like this. If God spoke yesterday and it came true, then if he speaks again about tomorrow, it also will come true.
现在的逻辑呢，基本上就是这样的。如果神在昨天讲到的那些预言呢，他成真了，那么今天呢，他讲的预言呢，将来也会成真的。All
right, so we're going to start in Daniel chapter 1 and just learn these details to provide the foundation for the prophecies that will follow.
现在我们今天开始从第一章开始，第一章开始我们就会读到呢，后面的一些预言的细节，我们将要陆续读到。It
begins in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
第一节，但以理书第一章第一节，犹大王的约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。It's
interesting that the time that this prophecy is written is made precisely for us. It's in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim.
这个里面很有趣的呢，这个这一篇预言所写的时间呢是很准确的，里面讲到是犹大王约雅敬在位第三年。The
Bible makes very specific claims, and this is one of them.
圣经呢通常呢讲得非常的精确，这就是其中的一个。The
historians have their own record of what happened here.
历史上的历史书记也记载了这个时候所发生的事情。And
they will tell you, if you go to history, they'll tell you the precise year that this took place. At about, just a little bit before, I believe, 600 years before the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为你去读历史的话呢，他会告诉你这件事情所发生的准确的时间，这个大约是在主耶稣基督来之前的600多年前。And
I guess we should tell you at the beginning that many Bible critics say that the book of Daniel cannot be relied upon. It is not historically accurate.
因为有些其实很多人呢，他们就讲呢，他说是那个但以理书，他你不能就是说他并不是依赖着当时的那些历史事件发生所记载。In
particular, they say that Daniel didn't write it. It was written several hundred years after the life of Daniel.
因为他们讲的呢。 就是说呢，但以理书呢，不可能是但以理写的，因为这个是发生在但以理以后的300多年前。
And 100, 150 years ago, This was a very, very popular conclusion regarding the book of Daniel.
在100甚至150年前呢，这是很流行的一个结论，对于但以理书说。
And you ask these people, why do you say that it was written hundreds of years after, rather than when the Bible says it was written?
对呢，那问题就是你问到为什么你认为是在100或者150年以后，就是圣经说的写的时间写的呢？
Excuse me, I've got to take this phone call. I will be back in a moment.
因为他接一个电话，这个电话很重要，等一会儿他就会回来。
Hello again. Yes, sir.My apologies.
抱歉啊。
That was Jabe Nicholson who's going to be preaching at our Easter conference. Excuse me. And I wanted to make sure that everything was fine. He's going to call me. I'll call him in a couple of hours. I apologize to you.
一个在打电话的是杰布·尼克森，他就是在我们复活节会上的一个讲员之一，所以呢，他跟他打电话主要是要确认一下到底复活节上那些事情要敲定一下，所以他会稍后给他打电话，或者他会打过来。
All right, so we're going to carry on.
我们会继续。
You ask these people why they didn't believe that Daniel wrote the book of Daniel when he did. And their answer usually is because the book is so historically accurate that nobody could have written it beforehand. The prophecies were too precisely fulfilled and therefore it had to be written after the fact.
所以这个呢，你去问那些他不相信但以理书是但以理写的，因为这实际上但以理书所说的预言呢，它是在几百年后呢，非常在历史上非常准确的发生了，所以说没有人可能在这些事情没有发生之前就写下这样的预言。
That's a pretty good reason for believing the book because the critics say it can't be true because it's too true.
因为这里呢就是说是一个很好的理由，就是相信这个不是但以理写的，因为它即使太真实了，所以可能就不可能是真的。
So verse 2, what happened?The Lord delivered Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, along with some of the articles or vessels from the temple of God.
第二节说呢，主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中的器皿的几份交付他手。
So you'll remember that Israel disobeyed the Lord, refused to follow him,ended up in deep sin, more sin actually, deeper sin than the Canaanites had been guilty of when the children of Israel were told to destroy the land and take it for themselves.
这个呢实际上在知道当时的以色列人他们这个发生之前以色列人他们不顺服神，他们背逆神，然后呢这个他们的罪呢变得更加的深重， 他们的罪孽甚至深重到比当时他们进入迦南地之前，神告诉他们要摧毁迦南地上一切的人，他们没有做，比那个时候罪孽还要深。
And so the Lord delivers them as he had promised. The Lord said, you keep sinning and we're just going to send you into Babylon. And they did keep sinning and he sent them into Babylon. All very simple.
所以呢，这个一切的都是非常简单。主跟他们说，你们要继续犯罪，那么你们就继续犯罪吧。如果你们继续犯罪下去呢，我就把你送到巴比伦那里去。其实呢，最终主就因为他们继续犯罪，主把他们送到了巴比伦那里去。
Now Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to take some of these vessels, these articles from the temple of God. I'm going to take them to Babylon and I'm going to put them in the house of my own God. The verse ends, these he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylon and put them in the treasure house of his God.
因为当时尼布甲尼撒说呢，我要把这些器皿呢，还有神里，就是殿里面的这些器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙中去敬奉他的神。所以这些经文讲呢，他就把这些器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙，放在他神的库中。
Now, do you think that's very wise?
你认为这是聪明的做法吗？
Do you remember what happened when the Philistines took the Ark of the Tabernacle?
你们大家都记得当时那个腓尼斯泰人把那个约柜掠走的时候的情况吗？
They took it into the temple of their god, Dagon, and they placed it beside Dagon, and they said, look at our god, we've got their god, our god's bigger than their god.
现在然后他们把那个约柜呢拿到他们自己的庙里，拿到他们自己的神的大滚的那个旁边，放在大滚的他们自己的庙，自己的神的大滚那旁边。哎，你看他们的神和我们的神大滚的都放在一起了。
And so in the morning, you remember, their god Dagon had fallen over on his face before the ark of God.
你们大家都记得呢，在第二天早上呢，他们的神呢大滚呢是面脸朝下。就是倒在那个约柜的面前。
So the question is, what do you do if your God falls over?
第一问题是，如果你的神倒了，你怎么办？
The answer is, you go prop him up again.
Help. 答案是呢，你去把他竖起来，因为他需要你帮他。
So you remember what happened next night?The Ark of God was here and the Dagon fell over. This time his head fell off and his arms fell off.
那大家也记得第二天早上他们再回来的时候呢，那个他们的神大滚呢又跌倒在约柜面前。然后这一次呢，那个大滚的那个头掉了，他的胳膊也掉了。
If you were Nebuchadnezzar,Do you think you would have put the articles of the God of heaven in the house of your God? Or do you think that sooner or later you would think that was a bad idea?
因为如果你是尼布甲尼撒，你会说把那个天上的神的那个殿里的那些器皿带到你自己的神里的殿里去吗？因为迟迟早早你会发现这是一个很糟糕的主意。
And Nebuchadnezzar probably said, I don't care about that.
尼布甲尼撒大概会说我不在意这些。
And so what happened was that the articles ended up in the house of his God and he thought everything was fine, but in a few years he fell over.
因为大家知道呢，他把那些神殿的器皿带回去以后呢，几年之内他好像没什么事儿，但几年之后呢，他自己跌倒了。
And he lost the strength of his head.
所以呢，他是疯了。
And he lost the strength of his arms.
所以他的手也没力气了。
And he ended up walking around the king's backyard. like an ox.
最后呢，他在那个王宫的后院里呢，就像一个牛公牛那样走路。
All kinds of people say, I don't need to behave, I don't need to fear God. I can do what I want to do.
所以很多人说呢，我没有必要敬畏神，我想干嘛就干嘛。
God says, sooner or later, you'll wish you'd listened to the prophecy of the Bible, because it's going to tell you, you fight against God, and you're going to lose big time.
这个里面讲到的呢，神说呢，迟迟早早，你如果去看圣经里的预言，如果你和神作对的话，最终你会失败的。
So anyway, we'll read that story when we get to chapter 4.
当我们读到第四章的时候，我们会读到那个故事。
So now this king Nebuchadnezzar, he says in verse 3, then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of the court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility, young men, without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning,well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace.
这里呢，第三节、第四节讲呢，王吩咐太监长亚什比纳，从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明，具备足能侍立在王宫的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。
So the king conquered the city of Jerusalem and much of the land around it, and he basically said, we're going to kill the people, but we better not kill the best of them. We could bring the best of them to our country. We could teach them our culture, our knowledge.They could help us.
这个呢，当时那个国王说，他们已经征服了耶路撒冷城和周边的地区，所以呢，他们大概要做的就是把他们都杀掉。但是他们想呢，我们最好就是把他们中间那些最优秀的都留下来，留下来把他们带回到我们巴比伦去，教他们我们的文化，教他们我们的语言，教他们我们的知识。这样他们将来会帮助我们。
Verse 4 goes on and says, he was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians.
第四节说呢，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。
So, this is a pretty brutal kind of a guy. He's a conqueror. And,people who are conquered historically and even today are often very, very brutal.
这里面呢，这是一个非常的自大的一个征服者。当今世界呢，很多很多的征服者，他们实际上呢都是很自大。
And so this Nebuchadnezzar basically says, "I'm the king of the world. I can do whatever I want." And I am going to get rid of most of the people who live in Israel. I'll kill most, but I'm going to save the best for myself.
那这个人呢，他就是你一不讲上，他就是这么一个王。他就说呢，哎，我就是现在世界上的王，我征服了这个整个世界，我要他们都杀掉，然后呢，留一些，把一些最好的留着给我自己用。
And the king basically said, I'm going to bring them to Babylon, and I am going to make them into Babylonians.
这个人说呢，这个王说，我要把他们带回到巴比伦国去，然后我们要把他们都变成我们巴比伦的人。
He probably had done this with other people that he had conquered, brings the best in, keeps them for himself, and he creates a kingdom of the best of a lot of people from many kingdoms.
这个呢，他其实他有可能起前也这么做，当他征服了一个地方以后呢，他就把那些地方最好的人留下来，带回巴比呢为自己所用。所以他其实上建立了一个王国，就是说用其他的王国里最好的那些人组成的他自己这样一个王国。
He is the king of Babylon, and the word Babylon means confusion by mixing.
他是那个巴比伦的王，巴比伦的意思呢，就是因为把它混在一起，所以混乱的意思。
And one of the implications of that is that he brings the people from different cultures together and he mixes them all up, but he doesn't realize that what he is creating is a confusion. He says, I'm going to create one great big central empire, but frankly, it doesn't work. He brought a confusion when he did that.
基本上就是这样的一个意思，这个意思就是说呢，他把很多不同的文化都带到一起，把它混合起来，混起来他认为那样呢是可以的，但其实呢后来呢，这当你把那个不同的文化把它混合在一起后，你会发现最终呢会带来混乱。
So the king said, I'm not just going to send them to my university.So they can learn the language of the Babylonians and the science of the Babylonians. I'm going to completely transform them. I'm going to teach them our culture too.
他说呢，基本上就是说这个王说呢，我不仅仅是只是把他带到我们的国家去上大学，让他们学习我们的文化和科学。我要是完完全全把他们转变成熟悉我们文化和语言的，完全成为我们巴比伦人这样的人。
So as part of that objective, verse 5, the king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table.
因为是这个原因呢，所以王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐给他们一份。
It isn't just that he said, I'm going to give you so many calories every day. He said, I am going to assign you specific foods so that you will eat like Babylonians. You will drink like Babylonians. Everything in your life is going to be reprogrammed because I'm in charge. You'll eat like us. You'll drink like us. You'll talk like us. You'll think like us.We're going to completely fit you into our culture.
因为他这样呢，给他们吃这样的食物呢，并不是说给他们增加一些卡路里。他实际上呢，就跟说呢，你来到我这里，我每天呢给你吃特别的食物，喝特别的酒。这样呢，你每天呢吃这样的食物，吃我们的食物，所以呢，你就像我们这样也吃。你要喝我们的酒，所以你就像我们这样喝酒。那基本上说呢，我要重新设置你的整个人生，然后呢，最终呢，你吃喝了，学习语言，什么都像我们巴比伦人。
Verse 5 ends, they were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service.
第五节说呢，他们要养他们三年，满三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。
So this is like a 3-year university program.
这个呢，就是像是你在大学里学三年这样的一个学期。
But it's more than that. It's a 24-hour-a-day indoctrination program.
同样呢，这个也是一个项目呢，就是说你是24小时在学教义的这样一个项目里面。
All right, so that's the introduction. Verse number 6.
这些都是一些介绍。那么第六节。
So among these from Israel, from Jerusalem, were these from Judah, verse 6. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
第六节讲到呢，他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈兰尼亚、米沙利亚、撒利亚。
And verse 7 says, the chief official gave them new names.
第七节说呢，太监长给他们起了新名字。
He was going to make them completely new.
他们会让他们完完全全成为一个新的人。
So to Daniel, he gave the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego.
他们称但以理为白伯提撒撒，称哈兰尼亚为撒德拉，称米撒为米撒，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。
Okay, so he's got this reprogramming program here. He's got this indoctrination program. And one of the things is you guys all get good new names. You're Babylonians now. You need a good Babylonian name.
这个呢相当于是一个重新的给他们输入程序，就是重新再次给他们输入程序，说现在呢你们要接受新的那个教义，然后呢甚至连你们的名字都要改掉，你们的名字也是巴比伦的名字。
Each of these four names has embedded in the name the name of God, the Jewish God.
因为他们每一个人的名字呢其实上都是基于一个犹太人的神的基础之上的。
In each of these names, the name of God is in the last syllable of the name.
对他们每个人的名字呢，就是那个犹太的神的名字的后面的一个发音。
Daniel has a prefix Dan and a suffix L.
所以呢，但以理，它前面呢，它有一个前缀是 Dan， 还有一个后缀是 Neil。
The suffix L means God.
所以呢，那个后缀那个 L 呢是神的意思。
The prefix Dan means judge.
所以前面的前缀 Dan 呢就是审判。
And the I in the middle means me.
对，在中间那个 I 的意思就是我。
So Daniel's name is My judge is God. I stand before the God of heaven. He's my judge.
对，这个但以理的意思就是呢，我的审判官是神，神是天上的神，他站在我面前审判我。
And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Mishael has the name of God, E-L, at the end of it is the suffix as well.
这个米沙德呢，米沙亚，米沙利呢，它中间呢，同样有一个爱在中间。
And Hananiah and Azariah, their suffix is Aya, and that simply refers to Jehovah. They're both saying, Jehovah is my God.
这里呢，像这个米沙拉、亚哈利亚，他们这些人杀了阿拉尼亚，最后呢都会有一个 Aya， 这个亚的意思呢，基本上就是耶和华。
So he's basically saying, as part of your training, as part of your university program, as part of your transformation into our culture, you have got to get rid of your God. I'll tell you all about my God, Nebuchadnezzar says, but you're not going to tell us about your God. We don't want your God. You're going to have to live without your God.
这里呢，你不讲这啥，基本上的意思呢，把他们改名，就是说呢，你要忘记掉你的神，所以呢，你现在呢，跟你的神没有关系，你要记住我们的神，就是我的神，所以你改名字以后呢，你们的神在你们里面呢，就你要忘掉，要记住我们的神。
Now that, frankly, is exactly what the universities of our day are doing to our children.
这个呢，确确实实在当今我们的大学里的发生的事情，他是也是这样教导我们的孩子们。
And if you don't believe it, speak to Sunny, and she will tell you the story about her daughter, Narissa, at the University of British Columbia. Same thing as they got at Babylon University.
如果你不相信的话呢，你会去跟 Sunny 聊一聊，因为她的女儿那个Larissa 现在呢就在 UBC 学习，所以 UBC 教导他们的呢，就跟这个戴英里说他一个大尼布甲尼撒教导他们的是一样的。
And now you pray for Josh.
你现在要为老陈祷告。
Josh's son Jesse is going to be going away to university.
所以呢老陈的儿子呢马上要去上大学了。
And they're not going to teach him at university what we teach him at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
他那个大学里不会教我们在十六届教会里所教的东西。
They're going to say, Jesse, you don't believe that stuff. You don't believe that nonsense you learned from the Bible. We'll teach you here at our university. We'll teach you what's right, Jesse.
他们会跟 Jesse 说呢，你不要去相信那个圣经里教导你的东西，我们会给你教导一些真正的东西，就是在我们大学里我们将要教你。
And the same thing is true for all of your children.
同样的事情呢都会发生在你们所有的人的孩子们身上。
Our universities don't love the Lord Jesus.
我们今天的大学呢他们不爱主耶稣基督。
And they will do everything to destroy our children.
我们会尽一切办法来毁掉我们的孩子们。
What's verse 8 say?
第八节怎么说的呢？
It says, Daniel resolved in his heart not to defile himself.
在心里呢，却立志不以王的膳和自王所饮的酒玷污自己。
Daniel said, I'll go to your university and I'll learn your language and I'll learn a lot of other things, but I will not allow myself to be made dirty, filthy, polluted, defiled. I will not allow that to happen to me. I will not let them take God out of my life.
但是呢我不会让你们污染我们，我不会让你们把我变脏了，我不会让你把我玷污了，我不会说是让你们把我的神从我的身上拿走。
You and I say good for you, Daniel.
你我会说呢，戴英里好样。
Now he said, I'm not going to defile myself, first of all.I won't defile myself by eating the food that Nebuchadnezzar wants me to eat, and I won't do it by drinking the liquor, the wine that Nebuchadnezzar wants me to drink.
首先呢，戴英里说呢，我不会让他们玷污我的。第一条呢，就是我不会吃那个尼布甲尼撒王给我提供的食物，我也不会去喝他们给我提供的酒。
Now,two things. Number one, he wouldn't eat the food. The question is, why would he not eat their food?
现在有两个问题。第一个问题呢，就是说他不会吃他们的食物。那么呢，他会吃什么样的食物呢？
And there are several reasons. Number one, he wouldn't eat their food, probably because it was, first of all, offered to an idol.
因为这里有几个原因他不吃他们的食物。首先一条呢，这是有可能他们的食物呢已经敬拜过他们的偶像。
Now many of you from China know what it's like to be offered food that was first of all offered to an idol in China or even here.
因为你们中间呢很多人是中国来的，你们知道那个祭品是什么。祭品呢首先呢供了那个他们的偶像， 供了他们自己的神以后呢，再把那个供品拿来吃。
And so the Apostle Paul in the epistles basically says, don't eat the food that's been offered to an idol.
因为那个使徒保罗呢，在他的书信里其实讲到了，不要吃那些已经供过偶像的供品。
The Christian says, I'm not going to honor a heathen God, a God who does not exist, by eating food that has been blessed, if you like, sanctified by that evil idol. I won't eat it.
就是呢，基督徒基本上就说呢，我们不会去吃那些供过那些偶像的，那些没有完全没有用的偶像。他说呢，他会洁净那些食物或者赐福那些食物的那种没用的偶像，我们不吃那种供过他那些无用的偶像的供品的食物。
Number two, he may very well have said, I won't eat that food because it's the kind of food that Moses said you shouldn't eat.
第二条呢，基本上说我答应你说不吃那个食物呢，有可能是摩西在律法里也禁止吃的那些食物。
So he says, I believe in the God of Moses. I'm not going to eat food that is instructed to me to eat by Nebuchadnezzar. I won't do that.
你基本上说呢，我相信摩西的神，所以摩西呢教导我们不要吃那些食物，所以尼布甲尼撒呢提供了那些摩西说不能吃的食物给我吃，所以我不吃这样的食物。
Number three, he probably said, much of that food will not make me healthy, it will make me sick. I don't want to get sick because I eat the bad kind of food that these people eat.
第三条呢，可能就是这些食物呢，并不是一些健康的食物。这食物如果我吃了呢，我会生病，所以呢，不会让我变得更加健康，所以我不会吃那些能够让我生病的食物，就是他们现在在吃的。
And number four, he probably said, the reason that people would eat this food is because it's associated with the parties that they have and the good times that they have, and I don't want to be part of their party life. I fear the God of heaven. I won't go to their parties.
第四条呢，基本上可能就是这些食物呢，通常是和他们自己的那些欢庆忌讳有关系的。所以这些因为我敬畏在天上的神，所以呢，我不想跟他们自己那些欢庆的忌讳啊那种东西有份，所以我也不吃他们那些喜庆宴上的食物。
And then he says, I'm not interested in their wine because wine will not only becloud my mind,And it will give me artificial pleasure, and it will cause me to be addicted to evil, and it will be the gateway for evil in my life. I won't allow wine to get started in me.
第二个呢，他不喝他们的酒，基本上呢，那个酒呢，他可能会是说让他的脑子变混乱，就是说你会醉。这样以后呢，又是你会上瘾，上瘾呢，这样呢就打开了一扇门，对罪恶的一扇门。所以呢，他也不想去喝他们的酒，然后呢，上瘾呢，去陷入一些罪中间。
Now that's a big deal in Daniel's life.
这是那个在但以理人生中的一件大事。
These two areas, the king's food and the king's wine, these are the two, what's the word I want now? They're the two entrance ways to party life and to joy, and it's the life of the Babylonians built around these two things. He's basically saying no to the pleasures of the culture of the Babylonians.
这里基本上呢，这两件事，一个是那个他们的食物，他们的酒，这基本上呢，他想用一个词，基本上就是一个入口， 这个入口呢，就是跟他们分享大家，就是加巴比伦人他们的喜乐，他们的乐趣。所以这些事情呢，就是他但以理说呢，我不想跟你们巴比伦人的这样的文化，你这样的文化给你们这样的食物，这样酒给你们带来乐趣的这样的一些事情有份儿。
Now that's the big issue, especially in the life of the university student, the teenager, the university student, the youth of our day. These are the two big issues. Are you going to go for the enjoyments of the culture? Are you going to go for the intoxication of the world? And the Christian says no. And the rest of the world says, let's get going. Yippee.
这个呢，基本上就是我们当今世界、当今大学里也要面临的，几个两个主要问题。就是说呢，基本上这个就是说，你是要是去享受当地的，他们自己的文化，或者说在这个世界里有毒的那些东西，他把你放在一起，然后你陷入到他们中间去。我们基督徒说是。不，我们不能跟你们为伍。然后这个整个世界说，那我们就要这么去做，我们要享受这些鸦片。
So now we have verse 8. Daniel resolved not to defile himself. That means to make himself dirty on the inside with these two things.
第八节说呢，但以理立志不以这个玷污自己。这个基本上就是说呢，他脏了他里面，他在身体里面，就是用这两样东西。
So he went and asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
所以呢，他求太监长容他不玷污自己，用这种方式。
And now verse 9 says, now God had caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel.
并且就说呢，神使但以理在太监长面前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
Daniel said, this is going to be awfully hard. I'm going to have to ask this man to do something that he doesn't want to do. And God says, Daniel, I'll help you. And God says, I'll give you favor with that man.
其实呢，但以理说呢，这个肯定是很难，因为我想要这个太监呢做一些他不想要做的事情。而神说，但以理，你不要担心，我会来帮你，我会让你在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。
One of the things that Christians often find as they go through life.That they receive favor at the hands of their teachers, their bosses, doesn't matter who it is. God often shows favor to his people.
这个里面呢，在我们基督徒人生里会发现，会发生一些什么事情呢？通常呢，基督徒呢，会得到他们的老师啊，或者老板的怜爱，就是偏爱。这样的话呢，就主要是神呢让他们这么做的，神呢偏爱他的子民。
Now remember that Luke tells us that when the Lord Jesus was a teenager, God showed him favor both before God and man. That's how the Lord Jesus Christ grew in favor with God and in favor with man.
这个呢，其实路加福音里路加告诉了我们，路加医生告诉我们说，当主耶稣基督他长大的时候，慢慢长成人的时候呢，其实他在神的眼前得了蒙爱，然后其实在神的，在人心里，在人面前呢也蒙爱。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
And the answer is because if you've got a Christian,If you've got a boy or a girl who's a Christian, they're nice children. And their teachers like them. They're the best kids in the class.
答案就是如果你有两个基督徒的孩子们呢，他们其实上呢，他们就会是很好的孩子。很好的孩子呢，他们呢，到学校去以后呢，老师喜欢这样的好孩子。那么说呢，他们会是班上最好的孩子。
And my sister and I, when we were in school, we got good stories we can tell you about how the teachers were nice to us and not necessarily nice to the others, because we were raised to be children who loved the Lord and were quiet and obedient. We received favor from our teachers.
因为他和他的姐姐诺曼呢有很多这样的故事告诉你们，当他们在学校的时候呢，实际上呢，他们在班上呢，他们是得到了老师的偏爱，其实老师并没必要对他们那样做，就像对其他孩子那样做一样，因为他们是生活在一个基督徒的家庭里长大的。 他们非常的顺服，他们非常的安静，所以因此呢，老师呢，一特别的偏爱他们俩。Now
verse 10 says, but the official told Daniel, he said, I'm afraid of my lord, the king, who's assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you.
实际上呢，太监长在丹尼说呢，我惧怕我主王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他见到你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。The
king said, this is the food you should feed them, this is the drink you should feed them. And he said, the reason I'm giving them to you is this will make them strong and healthy and happy. They'll be better because of this.
那个王呢，告诉那个给他们提供的食物呢，就是说呢，你们吃这些食物，喝这些酒呢，会让你们高兴，会让你们变得健康，会让你们变得强壮。所以你们吃的这都是很好的食物和酒。
He didn't say, I'm giving them this because it will make it easier for me to control them. He said, I'm giving them this because it's going to be better for them. It'll make them stronger.
这个呢，国王呢，并没有对他们说呢，我他们吃这样的食物是为了要方便去控制他们，而他是说呢，我给他们吃这些食物呢，让他们会变得更加的强壮。
If you ask the devil a question and you say, devil, why do you want me to do this? Do you think he's going to say that and tell you the truth? Or is he going to tell you a lie?
因为如果你去问魔鬼，你说魔鬼啊，你为什么你要让我做这件事呢？ 你认为呢，魔鬼会跟你讲真相呢，还是跟你撒个谎呢？
He said, Eve, I think you should eat that fruit.
那个，他跟那个夏娃说：“你应该吃那个禁果。”She
said, "Why?"
夏娃说：“为什么？”
Did he tell her the truth?
你告诉他真相了吗？
No.
没有。Nebuchadnezzar,
are you telling the truth? No.
你不讲，你现在告诉他真相吗？没有。Daniel
says, "I don't want my life to be filthy." Dirty because of what I take in.
但你说我不想让我的生命变得饥渴肮脏，因为他为我这样的食物。
And so this man who was over the class in the university, he said, listen, I've got to do exactly what Nebuchadnezzar tells me, because if I don't, he'll cut my head off.
这个太监呢，实际上他是在大学里掌管他们这些事情的，所以他说我会严格的按照那个国王提供的食物来喂你们，否则的话，国王会砍我的头。So
Daniel comes up with an alternative. He says, verse 11, Daniel then said to the guard whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He said, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the other young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see.
这个呢，其实11节开始，但以理呢，找到了一个替代的办法。所以但以理说呢。 这太监长所派管所派管理但以理哈兰尼亚米沙利亚沙利亚的委办说，求你们试试仆人们十天给我们素菜吃白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用王善那少年人的面貌，就照着你所看的四代仆人吧。
So he said, let's do a test here. All the other students are going to eat that king's food and the king's wine. We'll eat some vegetables and drink some water. You test us for 10 days. See who's the strongest, the healthier. See who looks the best.
因为这里他说我们来做一个实验，但是你说我们这个实验呢，你让你为其他的学生给其他学生提供那个王的食品，提供王的酒，给我们只吃蔬菜和白开水，这样的话呢，你最终也十天以后你再来比较一下，看看谁是更强壮，看看谁呢那个脸色看起来更好，你试试以后再说。
And so he, because he had favor in this man's eyes, the man said, all right, we'll go ahead, verse 14. So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days.
然后呢，因为但以理呢受到这个人的偏爱，所以呢他就答应了他的请求。第14节说呢，那个委办没允准他们这件事，试看他们十天。
Now frankly, I don't see how 10 days change of diet is going to make your appearance very much different or make you stronger. I don't see that.
因为我不认为就是十天时间，如果你改变你的饮食方式，会完完全全改变你，或者说是你看起来会不一样，或者说让你健康，让你变得更强壮。
I think Daniel prayed. I think his friends prayed. They said, Lord, it's only 10 days. You got to do a miracle now. You got to make us look great and then look terrible.
对呢，然后呢，我认为但以理和他的朋友们他们祷告了，他说主啊，我们现在需要您的帮助，因为现在时间很短，在十天内您要行一个神迹，然后十天以后呢，你让我们变得看起来那个面相更好，变得更加健康强壮。
And God said, I can do that.
神说我可以这么做。
All right, so verse 15. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables and water instead.
第十五节第十六节是过了十天，见他们的面貌比用王善的一切少年人更加俊美肥胖，于是委办撤去派他们用的膳饮的酒，给他们素菜吃。
So what do you think tasted better? The food that Nebuchadnezzar prescribed for them or the vegetables? What do you think tasted better? The wine or the water?
你认为什么更好吃呢？那么王派给他们的那些膳更好吃呢，还是素菜更好吃呢？你认为酒更好喝了，还是白开水更好喝了？
I'm not sure. I think it could be that Daniel liked vegetables just as much as I do.
所以呢，我认为呢，但以理可能和我一样喜欢吃蔬菜。
I eat vegetables because I'm supposed to eat vegetables. I don't eat vegetables because I enjoy them.
我吃蔬菜呢，是因为我觉得我应该吃蔬菜，其实我并不喜欢吃蔬菜。
And I wonder if Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael didn't have the same attitude that I have, but they said, better we eat what God wants us to eat than to be ensnared and defiled by eating what Nebuchadnezzar wants us to eat.
我认为但以理呢和他三个朋友呢可能跟我的态度差不多，就是说他们说认为呢，我认为我最好要吃那个对我有健康的食物，是神给我的食物，而不是去吃他们的食物，让他们的食物来玷污我，然后把我陷在他们里面。
Okay, so what kind of guys you think they were, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. What kind of fellows do you think they were?
你认为他们实际上是什么样的一群人呢? 像但以理和他的三个朋友，他们是什么样的人呢?
You had your choice as to who your children would play with. Would you like them playing with guys like that, or would you rather have them play with the guys down the street?
所以呢，如果你有选择让你的孩子去选择他的朋友。 你是愿意你的孩子们选择像丹尼他们这样的朋友呢，还是去选择在那些街上的小混混一起玩呢？
Yeah, you end up admiring those fellows.
你会尊敬这项的人。
What did God think of it all?
那么神会怎么看他们呢？
Verse 17.
第17节。
To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds.
第七节说，这四个少年人神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆。
Does it pay to fear God?
Amen.
所以如果你敬畏神,你会得到回报吗?
Okay, that's what it's all about. Good men, these four. Just teenagers, but they're saying, we believe God. We're going to follow God. God says, that's great. I got my eye on you. Actually, I'm going to give you some extra brains.
这四个人身上已经充分地体现了这个。这四个人说呢，他们要敬畏神，他们要顺服神。那么神说呢，我看见你们了，看见你们，所以神呢，给赐给他们各样的智慧，这样让他们变得更杰出。How
old are you when you prove God and see him answer your prayers?
所以呢，当你在向别人证明你在向神祷告的时候，你是多大了？
Is answered prayers for old people, for parents and grandparents, or is answered prayer for children?
Both.
所以神呢，他回应那个老年人的祷告，而你的爷爷奶奶们的祷告，还是他回应年轻人的小孩子的祷告？
God's got a plan. He says, I'm going to use Daniel. I'm going to let him be I'm going to let him run the world.
神有一个计划，计划呢，他说呢，他会让但以理，让他呢，统治世界，在世界之上。
He says, I'm going to tell him how I'm going to run the world.
所以神说，我会告诉他，我会教他我是怎么管理世界。And
then he can tell the whole world, if they'll ever read his book, he can tell the whole world how he's going to run the world.
第一代一年，然后就可以用他这本书来教整个世界怎么样去管理世界。That's
a pretty important job.
这是一个非常重要的工作。
So the question, of course, is, if that job is that important, who is he going to get to do it?
所以呢，这个问题是，如果这个工作有这么重要的话，那么你会让谁去做呢？
He says, I'll tell you who I'm going to get to do that. I'm going to get a man who said he will not defile himself with the food that the world eats.
因为神说呢，我会让这样一个人去做，一个人呢，他不会让这个世界的食物来玷污自己的这样一个人去做。Now,
how can the Christian be defiled?
一个基督徒怎么样会被玷污呢？
Well, he could be defiled by the food he puts into the stomach.
他会被他吃到肚子里的食物玷污。
He could be defiled by the wine or the liquor or the intoxicants he puts into his stomach.
所以呢，他可有可能比被那些酒啊，那些就是说有毒品呢、啊，放在他肚子里的那些东西玷污。
He could be defiled by the sounds, the words, the thoughts that come in through his ear. He could be defiled what he will listen to.
所以呢，基督徒呢，有可能被他所听到的东西污染，就是这样的声音听进他耳朵里面的声音来污染。
And so you say to the radio and other auditory devices, I won't listen to that.
所以呢，你如果从收音机里听到一些东西，说他们有其他更好的办法，你不要去听他的。
You can be defiled by what comes in through your eyes.
你可以被那个从你眼睛所看到的东西玷污。
And the Christian says, I won't look at that.
所以基督徒说呢，我转眼不看。
And the Christian can be defiled by what he allows his mind to think about.
所以基督徒呢，也有可能被玷污呢，就是他放纵自己的思维。
And the Christian must say, I won't think about bad things like that.
所以呢，基督徒应该说，他必须说的，我不去想那些那样的坏的事情。
God says, I saw that. How'd you like to run the world?
所以呢，神说我看见了这个，然后呢，我要把它提到世界上。
Daniel says, thank you.
但你说谢谢。
All right. Verse 18. Graduation day.
第十八节是毕业的时候到了。
At the end of the time set by the king, that would be 3 years.To bring them in. The chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar.
第十八节说，尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了，这就是三年，太监长就把他们带到国王面前。
The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
因为呢，第十九节就是说，王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈拉尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
Graduation day, who were the top of the class?
所以呢，在毕业的时候，谁是班上最优秀的呢
？Daniel, Hazariah, Daniel, Mishael, and Azariah.Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
但以理、哈拉尼亚、米撒利、亚撒利亚，他们是最棒的班上。
I think they were here. All the rest of the class was down here.
我认为呢，他们四个人在这里，然后其他的班上同学呢，全在这里。
How'd that happen?
就怎么会发生呢
？God.He's the one. Did you know it's God who writes the exams?
你认为神帮他们通过考试吗
？Okay. Yeah, he looks after things.
所以呢，他也会做那样的事。
And so, these four graduate top of the class.
你这几个人呢，他们毕业的时候是班上最优秀的学生。
Verse.19 ends, so they entered the king's service.
因为第19节，所以留他们在王面前侍立。
They didn't just get top of the class. They ended up getting best jobs.
他们不光是那个班上顶尖的学生，同样呢，他们得到了最好的工作。
And then the Spirit of God goes on and tells us,In verse 20, in every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom.
第二节说呢，王拷问他们一切事，就将他们的智慧、聪明、 比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。
What's that mean?
这个什么意思？
Well, among other things, it means they were 10 times smarter than their professors.
这从某个方面说呢，他们比他们的教授们呢都要聪明十倍。
How'd that happen?
这个怎么会发生呢？
Well, God gave them better answers. God gave them wisdom to know what to say, how to say it. Nebuchadnezzar asked the questions. The professors gave some answers, and the students gave some answers, and the professors was nonsense, and the students was good answers.
这个呢是让神呢给他们更好的答案，神呢给他们智慧，给他们智慧怎样去说，怎么说。实际上呢，当尼布甲尼撒问他们问题的时候呢，其他的学生呢给出的答案，或者他们的教授给出答案，都是无厘头答案。但是他们神给他们智慧呢，他们却给出的尼布甲尼撒的最好的答案。
But what are the words used to describe the professors?
所以这个世界是怎么描述教授们呢？
They're called magicians and enchanters.
这些教授们被称之为术士和法术，用法术的。
Were they called mathematicians and historians and scientists?
他们把他们称之为那个魔术家，称之为科学家，称之为那些东西吗？
Why didn't they call them historians, mathematicians, scientists? Why did they call them magicians and enchanters?
所以为什么他们不称之为他们那些为魔术家、历史家或者是科学家呢，而称之他们术士和用法术的呢？
Because their universities weren't teaching history and mathematics and science. Their universities were teaching magic and enchantments.
因为在他们当时的大学里呢，他们并不教导他们科学，并不教导他们那个历史，所以呢他们教他们术士和法术。
Is that really true?
这个是真的吗？
Yeah. Babylon was built not upon science. Babylon was not built on mathematics. Babylon was built on spiritual wickedness.Satanism, evil spirits.
这个呢，巴比伦呢，他们其实建立呢，他们当时并不是建立在历史上，历史学上，也不是建立在科学上，也不是建立在数学上。他们所教的呢，就是那些邪灵，他们教的是撒旦那方面的东西，他们教的是这个世界上的那些术士。
They prided themselves and they said, listen, we've got supernatural powers, you know. We can do magic. We can bring down spiritual forces. We can bring in evil spirits. And by enchantments, we can do great things. And they basically had devoted themselves to the devil rather than to God.
所以呢，其实上当时巴比伦说，你看我们不是一般的人，我们能够行魔术，我们其实让我们能够把神灵的东西从天上带下来，你看我们能够用这些东西，我们用那些魔法和术士邪术呢，我们能够控制世界。他们其实上他们的不是基于神那里来的，而是基于魔鬼那里来的。
Not terribly surprising then that Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah knew far more about the facts of life than the professors did because they wouldn't have anything to do with the magic and the enchantments that they were taught. They heard about them. They said it's all foolishness. They studied the book of Deuteronomy. They studied the Bible. They knew God and they knew 10 times more.
Than their professors. 这个呢，当然呢，在但以理呢、米利沙拉、亚撒利亚、哈拉尼亚身上呢， 他们比他们强十，比他教授强十倍，这一点都不奇怪，因为他们对那些在学校里教授的那些术士啊、法术啊，他们并不感兴趣。他们说这些东西呢，完全没有任何用处。他们实际上在学习生命记，学习神的话，他们完完全全依靠我们在天上的神，所以这他们比他们的教授强十倍呢，一点都不奇怪。
Now, could that ever be true again?
这个会再次成真吗？
And the answer is that's what our universities are becoming every day, more and more.
答案就是今天我们的大学它就是这样的，越来越那个更多。
I marvel as I listen to, as I read stories coming out of our universities, and they're not wisdom, they're doctrines of devils, but they're not wisdom of science. Our scientists are often anything but scientists.
也就是说呢，我这个呢，我看了一下今天我们大学的教育呢，其实他们并不是这样的，他们其实上呢，他们教的呢都是一些邪恶的东西，所以他们的教育并不是说从科学来的，真正的搞科学的人，他们除了科学就没有别的东西。
So you go to the university professors today, they say we're scientists. You say, do you believe in science or do you believe in scientists?
因为今天你去找大学的一个教授，他说我是科学家。那么你问他，你相信科学呢，还是相信科学家呢？
And if they're honest, they often have to say, we believe in scientists, we don't believe in science.
如果他们真是诚实的话，他们都会说呢，我们不相信科学，但是我们相信科学家。
Now these are bold words that I'm speaking, and many would disagree with me, but the fact is that many, many scientists in our world today are stuck to have to believe what other scientists say.
现在这个我刚才讲的话很大的。那然呢，很多人可能都不同意我刚才所说的。但是现在我们的问题呢，就是说呢，我们现在很多的科学家，我们当今社会很多科学家，他们不再相信科学，而他们相信的是科学家们。
What is the reason for my saying that?
我为什么要讲这些呢？
Well, basically, I use the foundation of evolution.
基本上呢，我用的是进化论。
There is no proof for evolution, but the scientists all believe it.
因为任何所有的科学家都相信的进化论呢，没有人能够证实的。
Well, that's not really true either. There is no proof for evolution, but the scientists will say they believe it.Deep down in their hearts, they don't believe it. It's not true, and they know it.
因为这个呢，刚才我讲的不一定完全，就是说呢，你那个进化论其实你是证明不了的。但是呢，科学家呢，他们都必须说他相信进化论，这就是他们自己心里不想的。但是他们必须呢去说，他们相信进化论。
That type of false philosophy is flowing through the university all over. Universities full of evil, full of rejection of God.
这个呢，就是这样的一个哲学呢，其实是完全呢，充满了在大学里，然后呢，延伸到社会上其他的地方。在大学里呢，是充满了邪恶，他们呢拒绝了神。
And against it all stands these four men, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, all of them standing for God against the magic and the enchantments of their university. Good for them.
这里呢就是我们看到了四个人，但以理、哈兰尼亚、米沙利亚、撒利亚，他们所有的这四个人呢，他们跟其他的在他们整个大学里其他的人和 和教授和那些术士啊用法术的完全不一样，所以他们四个人是很棒的。
So the question is now, what happens to Daniel?
现在问题就是呢，那么在但以理身上会发生什么呢？
And the answer is, verse 21, he's going to be around until the first year of King Cyrus.
所以第二十一节的是答案，到居鲁士王元年，但以理还在。
But that basically carries him up.Past the end of the life of Nebuchadnezzar and past the end of the life of the Babylonian kingdom. Daniel survives the whole thing.
这里基本上说呢，在尼布甲尼撒统治的这整个的时间之间呢，但以理一直在这里，而且呢，但以理呢，在整个的就是巴比伦王国存在的时候呢，但以理一直都在那里。
Okay, that's the introduction to the book of Daniel. Frankly, it's a pretty good introduction.
这里呢是一个对但以理书的一个介绍，坦率地说是一个很好的一个介绍。
And when you meet Daniel in heaven, what are you going to say to him?
那你在天堂你碰到但以理的时候，你会跟他说什么？
Well, you'll probably say many things to him, but one of them you'll say is, Daniel, we were proud of you. Thank you for being such a good example.
你肯定会跟他讲很多事情，但是呢，其中一个重要的事情呢，你会说呢，但以理，我们为你感到骄傲，你做了一个很好的榜样。
All right, well, that's maybe a good place for us to end today. We have a couple of minutes. Are there any questions?
对你呢，可能就是我们今天结束的一个最好的点。对，我们还有几分钟，大家有任何的问题吗？
就是有一个问题哈，就是一开始说到比如说小孩儿什么朋友的选择的部分，那有的时候我们大人真的是管不了孩子的选择，哈，那怎么办呢？不是我希望怎样就怎样啊。
So Charles's question is, we talk about we can help our children to make their choice. But the fact is, most of them, they will not listen to us. So in this case, they are out of our control. So what can we do in this case?
You keep telling them about Jesus.
Agreed.
You keep loving them. You keep praying for them.
你就一直告诉他们，跟他们讲主耶稣基督，你要一直爱他们，一直为他们祷告。
And yeah, I'm not sure. You see, Norma and I, we had it easy.
因为他不知道怎么说的，他罗马跟他呢，他们两个。在他们身上非常容易。
We stood for Jesus when we were in grade one, not university grade one.
他们在一年级的时候呢，他们就站在主耶稣的那边，不是到了大学，一年级他们就开始。
So it was easier for us to stand for God at university because we stood for God when we were in grade one too.
真的在大学里对我们两个来说呢，很容易的站在主那边，因为我们从一年级开始呢就已经站在主那边，而不是到了大学才开始。
But I decided that I'm going to have to preach on Sunday.
所以呢他在星期天他会讲道，所以他决定了一个事情。
And I thought, Harold, what are you going to preach on Sunday?
跟自己说 ,Harold, 你在星期天的早上你会讲什么呢?
So I went to this little book.
仔细地看了一下这本小书。
And, it's got 750 pages in it.
你这里有了四750页。
And, 100 of those pages is on the subject of the resurrection.
所以呢其中呢一百页呢都是在讲那个复活的那个主题。
So I thought to myself, well, Harold, you've read that book, you've read about the resurrection. Some of the things that that man says about the resurrection are very simple and very clean. You might just repeat some of those on Sunday. And that's what I hope to do.
对呢我跟自己说 Harold 呢这个写这本书的人呢他其实他把那个复活呢他是用很简单的方式不断的重复在讲。所以我跟自己说 Harold, 你把这本书读一下然后你也是简单的不断的重复来讲复活这就是我准备在星期天早上讲。
So I'll tell you the story about this book.
我跟大家讲一下这本书的故事。
The man went to university, probably just about the same time I did, maybe a little before.
你这个人呢他上大学的时候呢大概和我上大学时间差不多或者有可能在我之前上的大学。
When he got there, he met some Christians.
当他到大学的时候呢碰到了几个基督徒。
He said to them, you guys are crazy. You actually believe that? I don't believe that. You guys are crazy.
他说你们这群人真是疯了。你会相信那个吗？我是不相信的。你们这些人真的是疯了。
The Christian said, no, we're not crazy. We believe that the Bible is true. We believe that Jesus Christ really did rise from the dead.We believe he's alive today and we serve him.
基督徒说我们并没有疯啊因为我们相信圣经呢我们相信圣经里说到了我们相信主耶稣基督真的从死里复活了我们相信他今天仍然活着所以我们现在在服侍他。
He said, you guys are crazy.
他仍然说你们这些人真的是疯了。
They said, the Bible is true, it's not wrong.
他们说呢就是圣经是真的它不是错的。
He said, the Bible is full of mistakes.
他说呢圣经里面呢充满了错误。
They said, show me some.
他们说呢给我看看圣经里有什么是错的。
He said, I can't right now, but I will.I am going to prove that you guys are crazy.
他说呢我现在呢写不出来但是我准备去写我要来证明你们这些人是疯子。
He was relatively well off. He had a small business. And so instead of working in the summer, he went to Europe and he studied the foundations of the Bible to find out whether the Bible was true or not.
因为呢他其实上他有个小生意然后呢他把他那个小生意停了他跑到欧洲去了他跑到欧洲去呢他开始呢去学习这样一个基于这样的一个事情去学习来证明圣经是真的是对的还是错的。
And at the end of the summer, he said, the Bible's right. I'm wrong. I'm going to become a Christian. I'm going to believe in Jesus.
因为在他的那个夏季结束的时候呢他得出结论呢他说呢圣经是对的我是错的所以我准备要相信圣经我要相信主耶稣基督。
So, what do you do, Chelsea? You pray. You tell them about Jesus. And you say now, if the Bible is wrong, you just show me. If you're serious,You show me.
Do you know?
When you study the Bible, you'll find out that Jesus really is God. And he did rise from the dead.
因为确实你应该怎么做呢首先一条呢你要祷告。第二个呢就是说呢你要一直跟他们讲主耶稣基督。第三条呢你就告诉他们说 如果圣经是错的，你证明给我看。如果他们真的是严肃的话呢，他会证明给你看。你说呢，圣经讲的主耶稣基督他是从死里复活的，他是真的从死里复活了。
This man, Josh McDowell, not only wrote this book, but he is a college lecturer. He goes from university to university to university telling people about Jesus.
这个人呢，他叫 Josh McDowell, 他不仅写了这本书，他其实呢，他是在大学里讲道的，他从一个大学到另一个大学，一个大学一个大学的跟别人传讲主耶稣。
He has spoken to more university students than any man who's ever lived.
所以呢，他讲过的，对他传过道的学生，比世界上任何一个活着的人讲道的都要多。他是讲的大学生最多的那一个。
Josh McDowell, if you get a hold of any of his books, you got a good book.
所以呢，这个人的作家叫 Josh McDowell。如果你有任何一本他的书，都是一本好书。
Our time is gone. Let's pray.
时间到了，我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for Daniel and for all those who are like him.
所以主啊，我们要为但以理献上感恩，为那些所有跟他一样的人献上感恩。
Lord, may we learn from him.
主啊，希望我们能从他身上学到东西。
And Lord, we pray for our students, for our children who are university age and younger, some even older.
主啊，我们为所有的学生们祷告，因为我们的孩子们，他们的年龄已经在上大学的年龄，甚至那些比上大学年龄还要大一点的孩子们祷告。
Lord, would you be gracious and teach every one of them from Daniel to be like Daniel?And to love the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，求您呢，就是什么大施恩典去教导他们但以理，让他们那个跟随但以理，学习但以理，然后爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Help us now, we pray, be with us during this week. Help us over the Easter program, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
求您呢帮助我们，帮助我们这整个星期呢都来帮助我们，在我们帮助我们度过那个复活节的那个特会。我们所有的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. May the Lord bless us and our family.